Welcome back. I'm just going to get right into a topic today that's going to be pretty sensitive, so I want you to hang with me. Get notepad, get Bible, and get ready, because we're going to dive into this subject, and it's called personal prophecy. Yep, buckle your seatbelt and get ready, because I'm fixing to deal with it by the Spirit of God. Let me just tell you this, that phrase is nowhere in your Bible. You go to 1 Corinthians 12 and the gifts are listed there, and there is nowhere is personal prophecy anywhere there. There's word of wisdom and word of knowledge, even discernment of spirits, but nowhere is there personal prophecy. And this is a big deal. You say, Sister Lisa, you're just hanging up on words. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, words matter. The Lord told us that there was a course correction for the church, and that means we've gotten off track. We've gotten off track in doctrine, and we've gotten off track in the working of His Spirit. There's a standard that's got to be held up for doctrine and the working of the Spirit of God, and somebody's got to take a stand for it. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, we have to face these things, and we have to let God correct us and chasten us and bring us in line with His Spirit and with His Word if we want to come forth and mature in Him. That's our focus. That's our goal, and we've always got to keep that goal in mind. You know, it really bothers me when people that call themselves ministers of the gospel get up and pray for people, lay their hands on people, and say these words that are not by the unction of the Holy Ghost. They're prophesying out of their own heart, and they're lending themselves over to spirits of divination and spirits of soothsaying. And I'm telling you, it's not pleasing in the sight of the Lord. This spirit has come into the church, and this is why, you remember my video all that time back about discernment? We've got to exercise our spiritual discernment. I'm telling you, children of God, this is what's going to keep us afloat. And people accuse me and say, well, you're just causing a division. Well, I guess you can say I am. And I'm okay with that, because I'm going to tell you straight up, you better separate yourself from that spirit. If you're involved with a minister that operates like that, if you're involved with a church that operates like that, you better get out of it, and you better get somewhere and plant your feet under the truth, because it matters what you partake of. It really does matter. I have zero tolerance for it, and I don't play when it comes to this. You say, whoa, Sister Lisa, that's right. I'm telling you, there's some areas you just cannot play, and this is absolutely one of them. We got to hold up a standard. I know that we're not perfect. I absolutely understand that, but there's absolutely a spirit that has come in that's divination and soothsaying and all this laying hands on people everywhere you turn. It's not right, children of God. It's not right. You better know who's laying hands on you. You better know the life of that minister. You better know the word that they preach. You better know that it's founded in truth. It makes a difference. I'm very picky about who I let pray for me. I'm very picky about it. And then I take it and I pray about that word. You say, oh my goodness, that's like blasphemy. No, it's not. I'm trying the spirit. I want to know what spirit this word that came forth is of. I can tell you I've been in the true operation of the working of the Spirit, and I've been in the false. I've worshiped with people that I love dearly in the truth, and people that I love dearly, I've seen them go right on off and operate in the false. It grieves my spirit. It grieves my heart, but I don't have anything to do with it, and I do separate myself from it. You can make of that what you will, but I'm telling you, I'm running for my life. I got one goal, and that's to come into what Christ has prepared for my life. So I want you to listen up and hear me today. Yes, I'm intense. I'm passionate about it because it matters. It seems like there's a spirit there, and we discern it, and it's like it's just nobody wants to deal with it. Everybody just wants to keep brushing stuff under the rug. We're never going to get anywhere as long as all this stuff keeps getting brushed under the rug and it's not dealt with. Whether it's doctrine or operation in the spirit, we've got to confront these things. We've got to come to the truth. It's not about criticism and nitpicking, but it's about finding the mind and will of God and coming in line with it. That's what we need to be doing. And the reason I'm going to go ahead and address this like I am today is because of the course correction for the church that the Lord showed me. And I'm going to address a portion of that I didn't share in another video today. But I'm telling you, If there's a minister out there and they're having a meeting and it's saying, you know, come for your personal prophecy or revelation, I'm telling you, that's not the Spirit of God. That's soothsaying and witchcraft. I'm calling it out straight up. It's not right. You know how I know? Because the Spirit of God has revealed to me that that's what's going on in the pulpit, and that course correction for the church, let me tell you what I saw. After the Lord showed me all of that, which you can go back and watch on another video, I believe it's called I Saw the Captain That Night, and I just told the first portion of that video. Of that vision, I didn't even get into all of it. But this is the last portion that he showed me. I saw a minister who had a close family member come to them with a need. They needed a word from God, if you will. And that minister began seeking God and could not get the word that that family member needed. Out of desperation and out of fear of failing in that family member's eyes. See, I could feel that. I could feel what that minister was experiencing. That fear of failing and falling in the eyes of that family member drove, it's that pride, it drove that minister out to a soothsayer. And they got that word from that, paid the money, got the word from a soothsayer, took it back to that family member and gave it to them. And this is what the minister said. That was so easy. No more of that fasting and praying and discipline that life to be in line and tune with the Spirit of God. All the minister had to do was go out and buy that word. And that minister got hooked into it. And what the Lord showed me was the word that came forth out of that evil soothsayer was partially true. And it was true enough for the minister to buy into it that he could take it to the individual and the person bought into it. Yeah. You know what? The witch at Endor, she called up Samuel. Ha! There was some truth in that, wasn't it? And even Samuel spoke. But it wasn't by the Spirit of God. Please hear me today and let the Spirit of God, let that with Spirit of God within you give you that discernment to hear and know what's being spoken into you and into your life. I'm telling you, children of God, this thing is happening. And the people that are doing it, they once walked with God and they've tasted of these gifts and these anointings. And what's happened is God's tried to move the church forward. And he's tried to bring a word forward that always wasn't involving these gifts like that. And the minister wanted to stay lifted up in the eyes of the people. Instead of going on into the word like the Lord would have, they compromised. And the enemy tempted these ministers with a soothsaying word. And that's what they opted for. And they did it so that they could stay preeminent among the people. I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I want you to hear me today. There's no way you can promise a word from God in a church service or a phone call in prayer or anything like that. There's no way by the Spirit of God you can do it. You don't operate the gift of God. The Spirit of God operates you. And I tell you, when people call me for prayer, if God doesn't speak, I'm going to pray with you. You better believe it. But if God doesn't speak a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge to me, then I'm not speaking anything to you. I'm just going to keep praying for the Spirit of God to lead and guide you. My husband operates the same way. When we're in the pulpit, when the Spirit of God is moving, if he doesn't reveal something, then we don't pretend to reveal it. And we don't just go and pray for people just to give them some kind of word to make them feel better. I'm telling you, this kind of stuff is manipulation and it's wrong. It's wrong and we need to take a stand against it. We need to come forward in the maturity of the Spirit of God. I know this isn't fun and pleasant, but it is the word of truth. Let me look at my notes before we go out today. I want to make sure that I've addressed these topics because that spirit that says, come to a service and you'll get a word from God, a personal prophecy, that's no different than a soothsayer putting a brick, a placard outside that says, come in for $20, I'll give you a reading. That's exactly right. I know it's hard words, but I'm telling you the truth today. I'm telling you because I care. I cannot stand for the children of God, for sheep to be manipulated. I can't stand it when I see it happening, so I'm calling it out. I care about the children of God. I've been a victim of this, and I don't want to see anybody else be a victim of this. I had things ministered over my life from a young girl that were wrong. And if it had not been for the mercy of God and the wisdom of God that was in my mother, my life would have been shipwrecked from a young girl. It's not right for people to do this from the pulpit and under the guise of the Spirit of God and under the guise of being in the name of Jesus. It's wrong, and the Spirit of God's going to begin dealing with it. I know it. He's getting ready to deal with it. You better walk softly and get yourself in a relationship with God where you can hear and know and understand what He's trying to tell you to spare your life and to get your feet grounded in the Word of truth. I implore you today to seek the face of God, not to be offended at these words, but to seek Him for true discernment and let Him open your eyes so He can put your feet on His path. God bless you. Till we talk again.